Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Here we go. Who's Talking? Final show of season 15. Tonight, Frank and Hobbo in studio, and seated between us is none other than Bob Call. He used to be Bobby Call, but suddenly now today he wants to be called Bob Call.
But he's a doctor.
Bobby C.
Dr. Bob Call.
Dr. Bobby to you.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, there's a bunch of football players who have become doctors.
Yes, Jeff McDonald. Yeah.
And the problem is we need some thugs. You know, we don't need guys that go to class. You know, we want some football players.
You need smart people up there playing football.
Oh, okay.
You gotta have smart people. And you can go to UVA, play football, and go to med school.
Hey,
what's there not to like?
See, to my knowledge, there's only been one basketball player who became a doctor. Bobby Stokes.
Dr. J.
And who recruited Bobby Stokes, a true student athlete? You know, I recognized early on that not only was he an athlete, he was a student.
Absolutely.
You know, blonde squirrel finds a nut once in a lifetime. All right.
Hey, show number 528, and as you said, the last one for season 15.
Season 15 wraps up tonight.
You know, poor Vince, I brought in a box of Kleenex for him because he's crying.
He's very emotional.
I hate to see a young man cry like that.
I mean, he's just so upset that he's not going to see us for a couple of months. He's been devastated.
Is he engaged yet? That's all I
think
know.
He is engaged, but we don't have a specific...
I think we spilled the beans,
maybe,
right?
Maybe the engagement is off.
I could tell by his hair he was engaged.
But we have no wedding.
There's no wedding yet. There's a hint of potentially.
Hey, but we have a lot of good news. You know, the baseball team, great comeback. You know, it's funny. I turned on the game Saturday, and it was 7-0 Virginia Tech going for the sweep, and I'm thinking, oh, we're probably not going to get the sweep. great comeback to win in 13 innings, 10-9. I was watching golf yesterday. I flipped over to the lacrosse game because it got a late start. It's already 4-0 Hopkins, and I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Stop watching the games.
So we kept digging ourselves holes, but we managed to get out in baseball and lacrosse.
Got the big W. 40 wins in baseball. How about that?
And the interesting thing, we've done it 14 times. 13 under Brian O'Connor. So that gives you an indication of what he's meant to the Virginia baseball program.
Absolutely.
Let's clarify something for our listeners. Virginia swept the Hokies in all three. So they won three games in a row.
Right.
That's a big deal.
First time since 2016.
And secondly, UVA won the Commonwealth Clash by 10 points this year.
I got it right here. What is it? 15 to 6.5.
Yeah.
So it was a blowout.
That's a blowout this year. Now, I will say this. They did win the football game this year decisively, and I've now put pressure on Coach Tony Elliott not to let that ever happen again. And he said, don't worry, we're coming back strong.
Let's hope. That's why we have Bobby Call here to explain, to give us reason for hope and expectation as we look to football.
Before we launch into football, and Bobby, hang on. Let's mention who else is on the show tonight. We've got Dr. Jody Smith coming up with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming up shortly. Later in the show, we've got Chris Wright of the Saber, and he'll join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about
all sorts of things.
Well, UVA hopes, UVA lacks, UVA baseball, the NCAAs. The track and field team won the first ever ACC Outdoor Track Championship.
I was going to make reference to that in the Olympic report, but you beat me to the punch.
Darn right.
Well done.
All right. We got Dr. Robert Call here with us. Bobby, you walked on UVA back in the fall of 76?
Yep, 1876.
Yeah.
And height and weight?
6'1", 195.
That's a pretty good size.
Not bad, yeah.
That's right.
4'6", 40.
You played running back at collegiate.
Yeah.
But you also played some DB?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was the kind of the attack position up there at UVA. They needed a defense, and I was a better defensive back than a running back. So.
Yep. You were 22 in high school.
Yep, 27.
At Virginia.
Yep.
Did you try to get 22 again?
Vigorito had that.
Oh, that's right.
No, I like 27. He was like Ken Houston at the Redskins.
Yes.
Wore 27.
So. It was because you'd gone to defense. You needed a defensive recognizable number. All right, we got that all out of the way.
That was big.
Bobby, you know what's wild? He walked on, and then before you could say boo, I know that during my first year, which was 77, you started some games.
Yep.
And I almost had a heart attack.
No, the guy ahead of me Derek Glasper got injured, and they brought me in and did okay.
Georgia Tech, maybe?
Yep, Georgia Tech.
And who else?
Duke, I think it was. I came in when he got injured. So
pretty cool.
It was.
And when you made some plays, I was like bear hugging and tackling all my buddies listening on the radio, because in the old days you had to listen to radio because not that many games were on TV. And I was mugging these guys. They said, calm down. I said, listen, every time Bobby makes a tackle, I'm tackling you. So everybody in the room got defensive about where they would place their beer, and those were good times.
I tell people, I wasn't very fast, but I could trip and hold and not get called for it.
Hey. It's not a penalty if they don't throw the flag.
That's the defensive back's game. If you ain't
trading paint, you ain't racing.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
I had to hold a few people in my day because I wasn't the picture of quickness.
It's because of your practice habits. Hubbo's practice habits, none.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
All right, so let's talk about the UVA football team. Spring game, I put out a pretty extensive report out on our newsletter, and I finally took it down yesterday, but it was up for 3 weeks. So if you go back to any of the back issues, you can read all that. If you'd like to get our newsletter, please go on Facebook and just reply to our Facebook page with your email, and I will send you copies of the newsletter. All right.
Well, it's exciting for Richmonders because we have a Trinity kid going.
Yes.
Isaiah Robinson, wide receiver.
Yep.
Going to go and play at UVA.
And there's a running back coming in 2025.
Who's that?
Zay Brown, maybe? Come on. All right.
We just got a Jorgensen at QB. How about that?
He's related to Sonny, I think. He's got to be
Bjorn.
Oh, is that right?
Bjorn Jorgensen.
Where is he from?
Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
He was ranked 63rd as quarterback in the country. So we may have something there.
And we got
three linebackers coming. That's good. We got some offensive linemen coming. So, and we got all these guys are, what are they? Three star.
All right.
You got to have the frame to play. You got to work hard while you're playing and through the years and develop into an excellent football player. You know, it just doesn't come overnight unless you're a superstar. And that brings us to the point of having facilities, right? That's going to help us. We've been so far behind on facilities.
Why is it going to help us?
Because you can get better players
if you have better facilities. What facility are we talking about there?
We're talking about the football facility.
Which actually opens on June 6th.
Absolutely.
And Maloney and Hobgood and Call will be there.
We will be there.
We're going to fire off some champagne corks because I've been hearing about this for 20 years. All right, by the way, I want to clarify something. Isaiah Robinson from Trinity, Zay Davis from the Collegiate School is a running back, and he caught like 50-some passes this year. So I think he's going to end up as a receiver, but we'll see.
Maybe.
Also,
we got
Virginia got a commitment from a kid from Matoaka,
Dylan Newton Short. Short, yeah.
Listen, that's a big deal. That's usually a school that just is like a pipeline to Blacksville.
All right, you gentlemen, give me your assessment. Is the recruiting getting better? Is Tony Elliott and his people having some success?
This is a better year. They're ranked number 21. However, there's very, very little beef. Tony has got to start getting more beef.
Meaning linemen.
Yes.
Yeah. And the linemen, it's a team. It's a team within a team. They need to know how to play with each other. And so it takes time to develop these linemen.
Yeah, there's got
to
be some chemistry there.
You got to be too deep on the offensive line, too. You just can't make it.
Yep. One of the problems through the spring game, and you've got the list over there, Bobby, of all the offensive linemen that were hurt during the spring game, and this concerns me, Jimmy Crist, yeah, Mikhail Boley.
Five guys.
Hold on.
Joseph Hoffman.
Noah Josie.
Brian Stevens.
Yes.
Drake Metcalf. Hopefully they'll be healthy.
We're missing somebody. Metcalf is out for the year. He had an Achilles injury.
I know what that's all about.
Yeah, the injury to Metcalf's a big deal because they just got him. But Noah Josie's out. Crist Boley, I mentioned them. They're out. Brian Stevens is just slightly dinged up. Drake Metcalf, who was just brought in for this spring and summer, he already has an Achilles injury and there was a surgery. So we believe he's out probably until November, and my guess is they'll hold him out entirely. Now, the good news is Stevens is only slightly dinged up. He should be okay. We've got Sage Ennis, the tight end that transferred from Clemson.
Right.
He should be okay. I've heard rumors that he should be healthy enough for summer ball, and that'll be a big help. Virginia's Cam Butler and the other defensive end, what's his name? Hobo.
Robinson?
Cam Butler and no.
No, that's a linebacker.
Hold on. Drawing a blank. Come on, folks. He hurt his knee on that freak. He stood up from a practice.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about, but I'm not thinking of his name right now.
All right, you guys.
Bobby,
the
overall.
The good news is we were ranked 46 in the country recruiting class. But
this year?
This year. I guess.
It's better now.
It's improved.
But the class is not filled, and other teams are still recruiting right now. Virginia has got to go get some linemen. It's crucial. Linebackers and linemen. And a couple of backs.
So there are still guys out there in the portal that are available.
Listen, they need 20 guys.
And they got three linebackers coming in, so that's good. But they're going to take some time to develop. Unless they're like Cam Robinson, that guy, he could.
Number five, he's a player.
He is a player.
But he was also a four-star. And this is my other recommendation to Tony Elliott. Are you listening, Tony? Go get us some four-stars.
Well, that's why we
give
need.
Give him a car. Give him the money. You could do it now legally.
Well,
let's do it.
That's right. It takes money. And getting to that, you know, getting money for NIL is so important. In fact, you know, when you think about the fans, Tony said, all right, fans, you guys got to be in shape. And, you know, what does fans stand for? Fanatic, right? So we really got to be more fanatical. In fact, if every fan coughed up $1 per game for Cavs futures, we would boost our NIL commitment. And that, along with facilities getting better, will help us get more players.
Right. Now, which comes first, the players or the success? You know, part of it is some, you know, your high-quality kids want to go to a program where they're going to win.
And a lot of kids will say, hey, I'm going to play there for 4 years at UVA.
So playing time still matters.
Oh, yeah. Then,
hold on. Absolutely. And the new football building comes online. So for their entire 4 or 5 years, they're going to be in Charlottesville. They have a brand-new building. All their meetings, all the weightlifting, all the rehab, all the training, everything will be done there.
You know, I had a lunch with Tony Elliott, and Bruce Arena was there, right? And Bruce told the athletic director, build me a stadium, and we'll win. And darn if they didn't,
yep.
Right? 4 national championships in a row with Claudio Arena.
Now, are you still feeling good about Tony Elliott at this stage?
Absolutely. He gives a good message to the kids, and he's got to build a team, though. He's got to build a team, and he's got to get 5 early wins, I think.
Yeah, the back half of the schedule is tough.
It's going to be
tough. So they need to get some W's early, that's for sure.
I think he's the right man for UVA, and I hope it wins. Hope he wins. Hope it works out.
Well, you know, sometimes people are not patient. So
Chico
Bennett.
Come on, Hubbo.
Chico and the Man.
Don't tell me
used to be a great TV show.
The other end that decided to come back and use that COVID year of eligibility, Chico Bennett. With him and Cam Butler, they have got to stay healthy. They've got to give us a pass rush. The two keys to this team, any chance of 5 or 6 wins, hinges upon pass rush.
And offensive line.
And an offensive line that stops giving up sacks. Last year, Virginia coughed up 43 sacks.
Yeah, I'll be gentle on your
Yikes.
Shoulder here, but see, I've been hearing this offensive line thing for 15 years now. You know.
Yeah. Well, we've got the receivers. We got the QBs. We just got to have time to get them the ball.
Right.
You know, and you can't run every play, so we need to be able to run.
Although Tony apparently likes to run the football.
Yeah, and you know what? That's all lip service. The truth of the matter is Virginia has quarterbacks that can throw.
Yep.
And it's much easier to move the football in the modern game with the rules they have today. Throw the ball. I'd rather they throw the football 4 times in a row than run the ball, get minus 2 yards.
Well, what's the football lingo? You get behind the sticks, you know, when you run it and get a yard.
The sticks.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We're going to go to break now. We got the Ortho Virginia injury report with Dr. Jody Smith. We're probably going to see if he knows anything about Elijah Gertrude, the basketball player. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank and Hubba.
All right. I still haven't seen anything.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for 7, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. 888.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Second segment, and we believe that Dr. Jody Smith is probably in surgery and cannot join us tonight. So we are going to ad lib, and we've got some ideas. Number one, the big rumor that apparently is more than a rumor is that Eli Gertrude, a shooting guard for UVA men's basketball, had a bad scooter accident up in Charlottesville a couple of weeks ago. We believe that it is going to have some impact on the upcoming basketball season. What happened is still a mystery. Yeah. Other than the fact I've been told by some people that are semi in the know that he hit a pothole. Mm. He didn't hit a parked car. He didn't hit another car that was moving. He hit a pothole and went airborne. Now, in that situation, I'm going to speculate that he hurt a wrist or forearm.
Or maybe a shoulder.
Or shoulder.
Like some other athletes around here we know about.
Yeah, we won't talk about how Dr. Bob Call hurt his shoulder, but
well,
we will.
Well, that would probably be good news because obviously he had the knee injury when he was still in high school. Was that an ACL?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. That was a reconstruction that was done in Charlottesville by the UVA sports doctors, and that was after he had committed to Virginia. And
right.
He made a good decision to get the work done there so that way when he had his checkups periodically, his surgeon would be right there in Charlottesville.
Well, now, if it's shoulder, wrist, something like that, it's fixable, I would think.
Yeah, now, should be. I mean, a shoulder can take a while, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know that firsthand.
But, you know, I was absolutely – I tore mine, 5 weeks ago, but at the spring game at the end, I was down – talking to the players, and this 6'5 guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, you're going to be fine. I did mine, and a year later I was pole vaulting." And this guy was about 50. I was like, "Really?" He goes, and well, he turned out he was in the Barcelona Olympics as a decathlete and was a UVA guy.
Well, Gertrude, certainly, he's very athletic. They were high on him when he was recruited, played limited minutes this year, so I think he was probably looking forward to having a breakout season. So hopefully, for his sake, he will recover and be ready to go by the fall.
And I have seen some texts from some reliable posters on the internet that the injury may not be as bad as was originally thought. So let's cross our fingers because he's got a lot of upside.
The guy can jump.
Very talented.
He's athletic.
And he can shoot. And the guy was a 4-star.
Right.
A high 4-star, almost a 5.
No, they were quite high on him.
He played a lot more early in the season, didn't he? He didn't get as much playing time late.
His minutes were somewhat limited. Obviously, initially they were going to redshirt him, but they pulled the redshirt off, so he did burn a year.
And that was after Harris had gotten hurt.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about something more easily diagnosable here. Our colleague here, Dr. Bob Call, had rotator cuff surgery, you said, 5 weeks ago?
Correct.
All right. Yep. Who performed the procedure?
Jody Smith.
Do we know him?
Dr. Smith?
We know him.
Maybe I paid him too much, and now he's gone.
Well,
he's retired.
He's gone to the islands.
That's having a big time.
You paid him? I would think that would be a professional courtesy operation.
No, he was great. He was great, and it went well, but it's a long recovery, so it does take time.
All right, so you're going through rehab now.
Yep.
What are you doing to help your shoulder?
You don't do anything for 5 weeks, but now it's stretching to regain the range of motion, and then it'll be strengthening. So, yep.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, big guy.
I know. I don't wish this on anybody.
You'll be all right.
It's a long haul. Wasn't as bad as the Achilles last year. So I gotta stop that.
Well, that's the injury that happened.
You're the walking wounded here, you know.
well, that's the injury.
That's not good.
Well, you know, on the other hand, we're playing VMI in football in 2030 and 2032.
Well, hopefully there's at least two W's.
Hold on. I agree with playing schools that are in-state. It's smart. Why do you need to get in a plane or a bus to go play somebody you don't know that no one wants to see and nobody cares about?
Well, it's
and we've done that a lot.
It's a win for us, and it's a money. It's a check for them. So everybody's happy.
In 26, we're going to be playing Delaware. That'll be a bus trip.
And these are good things.
I see they also have scheduled NC State, which what is that next year?
As a non-conference game.
That's next year.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, which certainly strengthens the schedule to play them as a non-conference opponent.
How is that?
All right.
How do you do that?
How about 30 seconds?
Well, Chris Wright, our friend from the Sabre, coming up, and we'll talk to him about the portal acquisitions for basketball. Obviously, discuss football.
Track, baseball.
That's right.
Women's softball.
Baseball.
Everything's looking good.
You know, they play Wednesday and Friday. Lacrosse plays Saturday. So a lot on the schedule here. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the final show of Season 15 of Who's Talking. We'll be right back.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Okay, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment number 3, final show of season 15. Kind of freewheeling it tonight. We're doing the best we can. Got Dr. Bob Call sitting between us, and he is handicapping the Virginia football schedule.
Before we're done tonight.
Which we will talk about in the fourth segment.
Absolutely, along with a little Olympic news. But we've touched on some Olympic news, but... We have our great friend of the program, Chris Wright of the Sabre, on the phone right now. Chris, how are you, sir?
Doing great, and looking forward to some postseason baseball here soon.
Yes.
And
yeah, well, that's, let's start with that. Do the Hoos, baseball Hoos, need to do anything in the ACC tournament, or do they already have the regional in Charlottesville clinched?
I think they probably need at least one win, because there's a lot of competitive teams within the ACC right on that hosting line. So if somebody were to go through that tournament with a run, they might be able to leapfrog them or vice versa, right? So I think at least one win to feel safe. They'll know Wednesday, right? The Tuesday game between Georgia Tech and Florida State. If Georgia Tech wins, all Virginia has to do is win Wednesday's game to get to Saturday. So watch tomorrow's game to see who they end up, how seriously they need to take Wednesday and Friday's game.
And just for our listeners, the games are on the ACC network, and both of the Virginia games, I think, start at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
I know that that Wednesday's game does, and that's good for us writer types. Earlier the game starts, the better.
Yes, both games are 11 o'clock. Yeah. Chris, Virginia is the top seed, the number 4 seed in the fourth pod, and looking at these teams, Georgia Tech and Florida State, how do you feel about Virginia's chance against these teams?
Because they're the high seed in the pool, I think you have to feel pretty good about their chances, because it really comes down to just winning one game, and they'll have to know which one that is after Tuesday. But the way this works, where you play both teams in your pool regardless, if you're the top seed and there's 3 1-1 ties, you end up going to Saturday semifinals. So they're in a good spot because they're the high seed. They just have to make sure they win one of the games.
Particularly that first game.
Well, that would take
the pressure
off.
I mean, if Georgia Tech wins Tuesday, then, and they beat Georgia Tech on Wednesday, then they would automatically be in Saturday's game, and then Friday against Florida State wouldn't even matter.
So, he could play everybody.
Right. So you basically pull for the Yellow Jackets Tuesday, so you can go ahead and get it out of the way on Wednesday.
All right, let's back up the truck just a second. Let's review this past weekend, and how important was it for the Cavs to sweep the Hokies in Charlottesville this past weekend?
Right, that put them in the hosting conversation. I think if they had lost that series, then they would have been knocked out of any consideration of hosting a regional, so it was huge. And obviously because it's the Hokies, right? Like, anytime they beat Virginia in something, you hear them crow about it. So it's always good for Virginia to pull off a win when it's head-to-head like that.
Speaking of the Hokies and the Commonwealth Clash, Virginia has dominated the Clash this year. What was the points?
15-6.5.
I don't think the margin has ever been that great. I could be wrong. I think most of the time it's with like within 2-3 points.
And you get like 2 or 3 points for winning the football game, don't you?
Right.
Yeah. So the Hokies
they keep manipulating the scoring to help Virginia Tech. So it always seems like the scoring is changing.
Well, they can't give all the points for the Kamala Clash just for football.
We got to figure out a way to win in the football one of these days. But, Chris, let me ask you back to baseball. Is the pitching good enough to make a run?
I think if they stay in the winner's bracket of the region, they should be fine. If they were to lose and go to the loser's bracket, you start getting a little bit nervous, right? Because the pitching depth is not super deep this year. But I do think here late in the season, a couple of the top arms, Blanco and Savino, are pitching very well. So if you get in that winner's bracket, you feel way better about it.
You know, Chris, Bob Call here, one thing that is important is that momentum, too. And it looked like, you know, sweeping the Hokies, it built some real momentum. Certainly the coach felt that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You want to go into the postseason on a high note. And sometimes coming out of the exam break, Virginia is right around 500, you know, in the games right after the exams. And to sweep Virginia Tech gives them good momentum going into the postseason. And we'll just see, you know, kind of where it goes from there. They certainly have the offense, and they certainly have the resilience. They've come from behind to win a bunch this season, including that final game.
Let me switch subjects. Tell me about the transfer portal and Tony Bennett. Should I really feel good about this?
No, I think you should. And I think the reason is this is a little bit higher pool of player that Virginia was pursuing this time versus this time a year ago. These guys are all from established programs or established conferences, and I think that should make you feel a little bit better. Now, how do the pieces fit together? That's something that they're going to have to figure out, right? It's not entirely clear if, say, Power and Saunders can play together, for example. If they can, that gives Virginia a lot of versatility. I'm just very curious to see how they adjust for the pieces they have, because these guys look pretty good, and most of them have multiple years of eligibility left, so they could be in this together for more than 1 year. Now, we know the transfer portal doesn't guarantee that, but they could be a 1, 2, 3 years together, depending on which guy you're talking about.
Hey, let's go back to baseball, since baseball's happening this week, Hobbo. Oh, I'm talking to Chris. Chris, Ethan Anderson and Griff O'Farrell made first-team All-ACC. Harrison Didowick and others made second-team. Jacob Ferentz, Casey Sock. Socky has been very good this year. Whenever I've watched Blanco, the pitcher seems to be coming around at the right time. They didn't give Henry Ford anything, but all freshmen. And the guy, he hit how many home runs? 20-some home runs?
Yeah, that's just a byproduct of being on a team with a lot of offensive guys on it, right? Mm-hmm. So that maybe his older teammates with more familiar names, you know, get the vote or whatever. But he certainly had a great season. I'm a huge fan of the Didowick story. Mm-hmm. He's one behind Jake Gelof for this cool record in home runs, which feels like it kind of came out of nowhere with him. He's really showing a lot of power.
Well, he's only a second-year player. I'm just amazed at Ford. I want to talk about him. I saw him in person down in Richmond when they played VCU, and you know, right out of the gate, early in the game, he crushed one over the left field wall. And I had warned everybody sitting around me. I said, "Pay attention, here it comes." And sure enough, he delivered. And if you listen to Brian O'Connor, he talks about him in reverential tones. Like, I don't think he's had many freshmen that stepped up to the plate and did the kind of damage that he has been doing repeatedly this year, and he does it with a calmness. It's not fire and brimstone with this kid. This kid is just good.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because Coach O'Connor definitely talks about him in the type of tones that you're like, oh, this guy's a little bit different than your typical freshman, right? Very good approach at the plate, very calm. Very confident in himself, it seems like, and O'Connor definitely speaks highly of that. And he also said, just skill-wise, right, the ability to catch up to the high fastball,
right,
is something that maybe most freshmen can't do, and Henry Ford can, and that's how he set the freshman record for home runs here at Virginia. And, you know, they get at least one more year out of him, and you hope that maybe he makes a name for himself here in the postseason.
Well, I think it looks very promising. Let's go back to basketball. With the players that Tony and his staff were able to secure, what do you make of the potential lineups that Coach Bennett will be able to employ this coming season?
They have a lot of versatile options, right? So they could go smaller with Saunders and Powers, both in the front court, right? Those guys are both 6'8" and a little more versatile. You could keep Blake Buchanan in there, or maybe Robinson, who's coming off his redshirt year, can give you some spot minutes in the post. And then you flip it to the other side of the lineup, right? The point guard spot. Is Christian Bliss ready? Is he not ready? What's he look like as a freshman? What does Ames look like coming in from Kansas State? He finished the year strong in the Big 12. Worley from Florida State can actually play point. He's more of a wing forward sort that can make plays as a kind of secondary playmaker, but he can play point. So they have all kinds of options to kind of mix and match to see, you know, which five gel the best together. And then you've got McNeely and those guys back as well. So I think the roster looks better from a roster construction standpoint because it's more versatile, but they have to prove that on the court, right? You have to see them get out there and be able to do that. But I do like how it's constructed this time around versus last year. It felt like there's some pieces that didn't quite fit as well together.
Do you think either of the two incoming freshmen will make an impact this year?
I think both are going to get a chance to at least have spot minutes because they both play a position, point guard and center. That, oh, no, you're talking about the true freshman versus the redshirt freshman.
Right,
it just dawned on me you meant the true freshman.
Kofi and Sharma. Sharma, obviously, is Sharma, coming in as a shooter. You could never have enough shooters. It's like having too many pitchers or offensive linemen. You like to have some shooters out there. And clearly, offense was a problem for last year's team.
Well, it seemed like defense really figured Tony's attack out and covered the three-point line.
Yeah. Well, teams have started
taking the analytics against Virginia's scheme and are basically making them shoot mid-range jumpers. It's not like Virginia's hunting those out necessarily. They take what the defense gives them within their scheme, and opponents, particularly in the ACC, are going, well, we're just going to guide you to right here and see if you can make enough of these 15-footers contested. And we saw last year how that works. It doesn't go so well, and that's all the only shot you're getting. So We'll see how that plays out. You know, I think Kofi more than Sharma will have a chance to find his way into some minutes, but we'll see how that kind of shakes out.
And hopefully Buchanan will get some strength and development. He's got a nice touch.
I'm just hoping Buchanan will hang on to the ball this year. My hope is he will reduce his turnovers.
My guess is he and Mike Curtis are best friends at this stage, the strength and conditioning coach.
Better be.
Yeah, I got to imagine he's on the Momedy plan with lots of peanut butter sandwiches and and things like that to get a little bulk and a little strength.
Well, that's funny. I'm on that plan myself.
How about on the milkshake?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Right back.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now, Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. Who's talking? Segment number 3, final show of season 15. Kind of freewheeling it tonight. We're doing the best we can. Got Dr. Bob Call sitting between us, and he is handicapping the Virginia football schedule.
Before we're done tonight.
Which we will talk about in the fourth segment.
Absolutely, along with a little Olympic news. But we've touched on some Olympic news, but we have our great friend of the program, Chris Wright of the Sabre, on the phone right now. Chris, how are you, sir?
Doing great, and looking forward to some postseason baseball here soon.
Yes.
And
yeah, well, that's let's start with that. Do the Hoos, baseball Hoos, need to do anything in the ACC tournament, or do they already have the regional in Charlottesville clinched?
I think they probably need at least one win, because there's a lot of competitive teams within the ACC right on that hosting line. So if somebody were to go through that tournament with a run, they might be able to leapfrog them, or vice versa, right? So I think at least one win to feel safe. They'll know Wednesday, right? The Tuesday game between Georgia Tech and Florida State. If Georgia Tech wins, all Virginia has to do is win Wednesday's game to get to Saturday. So
Right.
Tomorrow's game to see who they end up, how seriously they need to take Wednesday and Friday's game.
And just for our listeners, the games are on the ACC network, and both the Virginia games, I think, start at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
I know that that Wednesday's game does, and that's good for us writer types. The earlier the game starts, the better.
Yes, both games are 11 o'clock. Yeah. Chris, Virginia is the top seed, the number 4 seed in the fourth pod. And looking at these teams, Georgia Tech and Florida State, how do you feel about Virginia's chance against these teams?
Because they're the high seed in the pool, I think you have to feel pretty good about their chances, because it really comes down to just winning one game, and they'll have to know which one that is after Tuesday. But the way this works, where you play both teams in your pool regardless, if you're the top seed and there's 3 1-1 ties, you end up going to Saturday semifinal. So they're in a good spot because they're the high seed. They just have to make sure they win one of the games,
particularly that first game.
Well, that would take
the pressure
off.
I mean, if Georgia Tech wins Tuesday, then they beat Georgia Tech on Wednesday, then they would automatically be in Saturday's game, and then Friday against Florida State wouldn't even matter.
He could play everybody.
Right. So you basically pull for the Yellow Jackets Tuesday, so you can go ahead and get it out of the way on Wednesday.
All right, let's back up the truck just a second. Let's review this past weekend, and how important was it for the Cavs to sweep the Hokies in Charlottesville this past weekend?
Right, that put them in the hosting conversation. I think if they had lost that series, then they would have been knocked out of any consideration of hosting a regional, so it was huge. And obviously because it's the Hokies, right? Like, anytime they beat Virginia in something, you hear them crow about it. So it's always good for Virginia to pull off a win when it's head-to-head like that.
Speaking of the Hokies and the Commonwealth Clash, Virginia has dominated the Clash this year. What was the points?
15-6.5.
I don't think the margin has ever been that great. I could be wrong. I think most of the time it's with like within 2-3 points.
And you get like 2 or 3 points for winning the football game, don't you?
Right.
Yeah. So the Hokies
they keep manipulating the scoring to help Virginia Tech. So it always seems like the scoring is changing.
Well, they can't give all the points for the Kamala Clash just for football.
We got to figure out a way to win in the football one of these days. But, Chris, let me ask you back to baseball. Is the pitching good enough to make a run?
I think if they stay in the winner's bracket of the region, they should be fine. If they were to lose and go to the loser's bracket, you start getting a little bit nervous, right, because the pitching depth is not super deep this year. But I do think here late in the season, a couple of the top arms, Blanco and Savino, are pitching very well. So if you get in that winner's bracket, you feel way better about it.
You know, Chris, Bob Call here. One thing that is important is that momentum, too. And it looked like, you know, sweeping the Hokies, it built some real momentum. Certainly the coach felt that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You want to go into the postseason on a high note. And sometimes coming out of the exam break, Virginia is right around 500, you know, in the games right after the exams. And to sweep Virginia Tech gives them good momentum going into the postseason. And we'll just see, you know, kind of where it goes from there. They certainly have the offense, and they certainly have the resilience. They've come from behind to win a bunch this season, including
hey Chris,
that final game.
Let me switch subjects. Tell me about the transfer portal and Tony Bennett. How should I really feel good about this?
No, I think you should. And I think the reason is this is a little bit higher pool of player that Virginia was pursuing this time versus this time a year ago. These guys are all from established programs or established conferences, and I think that should make you feel a little bit better. Now, how do the pieces fit together? That's something that they're going to have to figure out, right? It's not entirely clear if, say, Power and Saunders can play together, for example. If they can, that gives Virginia a lot of versatility. Now, I'm just very curious to see how they adjust for the pieces they have, because these guys look pretty good, and most of them have multiple years of eligibility left, so they could be in this together for more than 1 year. Now, we know the transfer portal doesn't guarantee that, but they could be a 1, 2, 3 years together, depending on which guy you're talking about.
Hey, let's go back to baseball, since baseball's happening this week, Hobbo. Oh, I'm talking to Chris. Chris, Ethan Anderson and Griff O'Farrell made first-team All-ACC. Harrison Didowick and others made second team, Jacob Ferentz, Casey Sock. Sockie has been very good this year. Whenever I've watched Blanco, the pitcher seems to be coming around at the right time. They didn't give Henry Ford anything but all freshmen. And the guy, he hit how many home runs? 20-some home runs?
Yeah, that's just a byproduct of being on a team with a lot of offensive guys on it, right? Mm-hmm. So that maybe his older teammates with more familiar names, you know, get the vote or whatever. But he certainly had a great season. I'm a huge fan of the Didowick story. Mm-hmm. He's one behind Jake Gelof for the school record in home runs, which feels like it kind of came out of nowhere with him. He's really showing a lot of power.
Well, he's only a second-year player. I'm just amazed at Ford. I want to talk about him. I saw him in person down in Richmond. They played VCU, and, you know, right out of the gate, early in the game, he crushed one over the left field wall. And I had warned everybody sitting around me. I said, pay attention, here it comes. And sure enough, he delivered. And if you listen to Brian O'Connor, he talks about him in reverential tones. Like, I don't think he's had many freshmen that stepped up to the plate and did the kind of damage that he has been doing repeatedly this year, and he does it with a calmness. It's not fire and brimstone with this kid. This kid is just good.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because Coach O'Connor definitely talks about him in the type of tones that you're like, oh, this guy's a little bit different than your typical freshman, right? Very good approach at the plate, very calm. Very confident in himself, it seems like, and O'Connor definitely speaks highly of that. And he also said, just skill-wise, right, the ability to catch up to the high fastball,
right,
is something that maybe most freshmen can't do, and Henry Ford can, and that's how he set the freshman record for home runs here at Virginia. And, you know, they get at least one more year out of him, and you hope that maybe he makes a name for himself here in the postseason.
Well, I think it looks very promising. Let's go back to basketball. With the players that Tony and his staff were able to secure, what do you make of the potential lineups that Coach Bennett will be able to employ this coming season?
They have a lot of versatile options, right? So they could go smaller with Saunders and Powers, both in the front court, right? Those guys are both 6'8" and a little more versatile. You could keep Blake Buchanan in there, or maybe Robinson, who's coming off his redshirt year, can give you some spot minutes in the post. And then you flip it to the other side of the lineup, right? The point guard spot. Is Christian Bliss ready? Is he not ready? What's he look like as a freshman? What does Ames look like coming in from Kansas State? He finished the year strong in the Big 12. Worley from Florida State can actually play point. He's more of a wing forward sort that can make plays as a kind of secondary playmaker, but he can play point. So they have all kinds of options to kind of mix and match to see, you know, which five gel the best together. And then you've got McNeely and those guys back as well. So I think the roster looks better from a roster construction standpoint because it's more versatile, but they have to prove that on the court, right? You have to see them get out there and be able to do that. But I do like how it's constructed this time around versus last year. It felt like there were some pieces that didn't quite fit as well together.
Do you think either of the two incoming freshmen will make an impact this year?
I think both are going to get a chance to at least have spot minutes because they both play a position, point guard and center, that, oh no, you're talking about the true freshman versus the redshirt freshman.
Right.
It just dawned on me you meant the true freshman.
Kofi and Sharma. Sharma obviously is coming in as a shooter. You could never have enough shooters. It's like having too many pitchers or offensive linemen. You like to have some shooters out there. And clearly, offense was a problem for last year's team.
Well, it seemed like defense really figured Tony's attack out and covered the three-point line.
Yeah. Well,
teams have started taking the analytics against Virginia's scheme and are basically making them shoot mid-range jumpers. It's not like Virginia's hunting those out necessarily. They take what the defense gives them within their scheme, and opponents, particularly in the ACC, are going, well, we're just going to guide you to right here and see if you can make enough of these 15-footers contested. And we saw last year how that works. It doesn't go so well, and that's all the only shot you're getting. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, I think Kofi more than Sharma will have a chance to find his way into some minutes, but we'll see how that kind of shakes out.
And hopefully Buchanan will get some strength and development. He's got a nice touch.
I'm just hoping Buchanan will hang on to the ball this year. My hope is he will reduce his turnovers.
My guess is he and Mike Curtis are best friends at this stage, the strength and conditioning coach.
Better be.
Yeah, I got to imagine he's on the Momedy plan with lots of peanut butter sandwiches and and things like that to get a little bulk and a little strength.
Well, that's funny. I'm on that plan myself.
Hubba's on the milkshake plan and the double cheeseburger. All right. Hey, so am I for that matter. But anyway, let's talk about lacrosse. The UVA men's lacrosse team went through a real tough stretch there, four or five games at the end of the season in the ACC tournament. They regrouped. They beat a good St. Joe's team. That was an excellent team. And then yesterday they did something that rarely happens in college athletics. They trailed the entire game. They went into overtime, second overtime, and then finally scored when Connor Schellenberger said enough of this foolishness and won the game, and they advanced to the Final Four in Philadelphia and will play Maryland this coming Saturday. Talk to us about the victory against Johns Hopkins.
Right, didn't look good there for for a few minutes, did it? Right, a little nerve-wracking, down 10-7. Mm. You know, Johns Hopkins was turning the ball over a lot, but Virginia wasn't necessarily capitalizing on it there for a long time, but the defense really buckled down. I think it was 22 or 23 minutes there at the end where Johns Hopkins didn't score. And then Virginia finally found enough, right? And you mentioned Schellenberger's game winner. You know, they keep saying Mr. May. That's the headline I keep reading today, Mr. May, because he comes up at this time of year really big. And for him to step up and kind of his last chance to go to the Final Four with that game-winning goal was impressive. It brought up Steele Stanwyck on the message boards a lot, reminding people of 2011 with him kind of taking over games back then. So it'll be interesting to see what Final Four weekend looks like.
You know, I think they were trying to create a coronation event where they were all talking about Schellenberger's the greatest of all time. I don't know. Virginia's had a lot of great lacrosse players, and points and goals are great and all that, but I'm telling you, there's about six, seven people that could be mentioned in that conversation.
They have a great tradition, great history, so it's hard to single one person out.
All right. We're going to go to break. We want to thank Chris Wright of the Sabre. And we've enjoyed your support this year. It's been a great year. And you have a great week. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, we'll go to break. Come back on this side. We're going to do the final Olympic report of season 15. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSabre.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson.
Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Who's. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Hobbo, Maloney, and Call. Sounds like a powerful law firm, if you ask me.
It could be.
All right, Who's Talking? Final segment tonight of the final show of season 15, and this is show number 528.
528, yeah.
Who believes?
We had show number 500 back in October. It's been a good year and a good 15 years.
So. And while we're doing that, let's just take a moment. We want to thank our good friends at the Sabre. You just heard Chris Wright. They've been with us from the beginning. Ortho Virginia has been with us from the beginning. TGI Fridays has been with us
for a long time, on and off, but definitely the last several years.
Pratt Acura is new this year. Town Bank has been with us
for a number of years.
So we thank them. And Clinical Research Partners used to be Richmond Allergy and Asthma with Bobby Call and his partners. Who are those two guys that you worked with?
Galber and Hark.
Good guys. They like the show.
Yep.
And now it has morphed into a new business,
Clinical Research Partners.
That's right. If you want to go there and get poked, prodded, and tested,
what's your Bobby slogan will hook again?
You up. Hey, I pay you to see me, and everything's free.
That's a good slogan right there.
I think you need to check that out. All right. We also need to thank the Virginia Athletics Foundation. They've been with us from the very beginning. Invictus Sales and Marketing has been with us for several years. Hildrup Moving and Storage has been with us for about 11 years.
Yeah.
Canal Capital has been with us for about 10 years. Jeff McDonald and Associates, several years.
A few years.
Oakley Press and Maxwell Associates have been in the background from the beginning, and Mitchell Endoscopy Center.
It's been 2 or 3 years with them now. So
we've had a great run with all these folks.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Our sponsor partners have been very loyal through the years, including Dr. Bob Call here.
But been a pleasure. Been a pleasure. Absolutely.
So it's been great, and we'll be back on Monday, August 26th, in advance of the first football game. We're going to go to the football schedule in a moment. We've already talked a lot about baseball and lacrosse. Unfortunately, both men and women's tennis were eliminated in the quarterfinals.
So, oh, no.
So no three-peat for the men's tennis team.
Bummer.
The women's softball team was eliminated by Tennessee over the weekend, but they had a terrific year and won two games in the regional before they were eliminated by Tennessee.
Beat U of M.
Yeah,
during the season.
Yeah, and then we mentioned earlier, and I just want to say it again, congratulations to the men's outdoor track and field team for their first outright ACC championship.
Which is incredible.
That's a great accomplishment.
Good for them.
And the women came in, I think, third.
Third,
right. Yeah.
So
beautiful.
So just the Olympic success is reflected in that Commonwealth Clash score is terrific.
And crew. So the rowing team finished second in the ACC championships.
Coach Sauer is retiring.
Yes, and let me tell you something. They won, I think, 14 straight ACC titles.
Yeah, they've been dominant.
And Kevin Sauer has been the backbone of the program for, what, 30?
A long time.
30 years
so
or something?
We wish him the very best. Hopefully he has a long and enjoyable retirement as he gives up coaching the crew team, rowing team at Virginia.
He's tired of saying stroke.
Well, he did it well, apparently.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Dr. Call, give us the rundown of the season.
Oh, my gosh.
Starting with Richmond.
Let's assume
that's a W.
UVA football, and we're going to do a quick run through of the games. Go ahead, Bobby.
We got to win some games early on. We got starting out with U of R at Scott Stadium. We should win that. Go down to Wake. If we're playing well, we should win that. Maryland will be tough back in Scott Stadium, but we should get the W on that, and we better win at Coastal Carolina for number 4. Then we have an opening weekend, and then we're bringing Boston College to Scott Stadium.
And that's a game Virginia must win because Virginia had the lead at halftime up in Chestnut Hill last year and blew it. This game, to me, is the key to the season. These other games are important, okay, and I expect them to follow through. I think of the first 4 games, Maryland is the toughest.
Yeah.
If they get by Maryland and they beat Boston College.
And then we got a chance at Louisville. It's at home in Scott Stadium.
I'm a little worried at Clemson on the road. That is good place.
But then we come back and play UNC, and we've been beating them, last couple of years in a row. So
then there's an open weekend, and they need to have 2 good weeks of practice to go up and play at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not rolling right now.
They're down a little bit.
So Virginia's got to take advantage of that. Will they do it? I don't know. And then who else?
Notre Dame and then SMU at Scott. So that'll be tough. And then we got to go over to up to Blacksburg and end up. So
you're telling me SMU is pretty good, right?
SMU is a decent football team. They would be – well, they are now in the ACC. They will be contesting for top 4, maybe 5. They are not middle of the – conference. Now, here's the interesting thing that was on paper. Traditionally, when teams move into new conferences and are get absorbed, they struggle for a couple of years. Hopefully, SMU gets their nose bloodied before they come to Charlottesville. What's the date there?
November 23rd.
So there's there's a good chance they could have a bloody nose. They've got to come to Charlottesville. It's a long trip. They've never been in Scott Stadium. And then, obviously, traveling to Bleaksburg at the end of the season. Every player on this team should have that date circled, and they need to get their shields, their helmets,
and show
and
up.
Their Roman sword, and they need to get ready to go to battle and do some damage there.
Well, I'm saying 6-5, guys.
That's 11. You need one more.
All right, how about 7-5?
All right, good for you.
Well, if we do that, we're going to throw a parade.
Well, I have said the magic number for this team, they need to win at least 5 games. If Virginia goes 5-7, I'm going to be all right. If Virginia goes 6-6, I'm ecstatic.
Yep.
Well, the key is, though, the first five games.
Yes.
Absolutely. Know,
getting
absolutely
off to a good start, and as you say, BC is a pivotal game.
And so beating UNC, especially for recruiting.
Beating UNC again. All right.
Needless to say, it's a big season for Tony Evans.
All right, we've got
to
say goodbye. This Thursday night, the UVA Club of Richmond has an event with Billy McMullen, Lisette Carbajal, and Leslie Frazier. Might want to catch up on that event. Go to the UVA Club of Richmond on your internet.
Have a great summer. We'll talk to you on August 26th.
Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Who's. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Hobbo, Maloney, and Call. Sounds like a powerful law firm, if you ask me.
It could be.
All right, Who's Talking? Final segment tonight of the final show of season 15, and this is show number 528.
528, yeah. Show number 500 back in October. It's been a good year and a good 15 years.
So. And while we're doing that, let's just take a moment. We want to thank our good friends at the Sabre. You just heard Chris Wright. They've been with us from the beginning. Ortho Virginia has been with us from the beginning. TGI Fridays has been with us
for a long time, on and off, but certainly, definitely with us the last several years.
Pratt Acura is new this year. Town Bank has been with us
for a number of years.
So we thank them. And Clinical Research Partners used to be Richmond Allergy and Asthma with Bobby Call and his partners. Who are those two guys that you worked with?
Galbert and Hark.
Good guys. They like the show.
Yep.
And now it has morphed into a new business,
Clinical Research Partners. That's right.
If you want to go there and get poked, prodded, and tested,
what's your Bobby slogan will hook again?
Hey, I pay you to see me, and everything's free.
That's a good slogan right there.
I think you need to check that out. All right. We also need to thank the Virginia Athletics Foundation. They've been with us
from the very beginning. Invictus Sales and Marketing has been with us for several years. Hildrup Moving and Storage has been with us for about 11 years.
Yeah.
Canal Capital has been with us for about 10 years. Jeff McDonald and Associates, several years.
A few years.
Oaklea Press and Maxwell Associates have been in the background from the beginning. And Mitchell Endoscopy Center.
It's been 2 or 3 years with them now. So
we've had a great run with all these folks.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Our sponsor partners have been very loyal through the years, including Dr. Bob Call here. But
been a pleasure. Been a pleasure. Absolutely.
So it's been great, and we'll be back on Monday, August 26th, in advance of the first football game. We're going to go to the football schedule in a moment. We've already talked a lot about baseball and lacrosse. Unfortunately, both men and women's tennis were eliminated in the quarterfinals. So,
oh, no.
So no three-peat for the men's tennis team.
Bummer.
The women's softball team was eliminated by Tennessee over the weekend, but they had a terrific year and won two games in the regional before they were eliminated by Tennessee.
Beat U of M.
Yeah.
During the season.
Yeah. And then we mentioned earlier, and I just want to say it again, congratulations to the men's outdoor track and field team for their first outright ACC championship.
Which is incredible.
That's a great accomplishment.
Good for them.
And the women came in, I think, third.
Third, right.
Yeah. So, beautiful.
So just the Olympic success is reflected in that Commonwealth class score is terrific.
And crew. So the rowing team finished second in the ACC championships.
Coach Sauer is retiring.
Yes, and let me tell you something. They won, I think, 14 straight ACC titles.
Yeah, they've been dominant.
And Kevin Sauer has been the backbone of the program for, what, 30?
A long time.
30 years
so
or something?
We wish him the very best. Hopefully he has a long and enjoyable retirement as he gives up coaching the crew team, rowing team at Virginia.
He's tired of saying stroke.
Well, he did it well, apparently.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Dr. Call, give us the rundown of the season.
Oh, my gosh.
Starting with Richmond. Let's assume that's a W.
UVA football, and we're going to do a quick run through of the games. Go ahead, Bobby.
We got to win some games early on. We got starting out with U of R at Scott Stadium. We should win that. Go down to Wake. If we're playing well, we should win that. Maryland will be tough back in Scott Stadium, but we should get the W on that, and we better win at Coastal Carolina for number 4. Then we have an opening weekend, and then we're bringing Boston College to Scott Stadium.
And that's a game Virginia must win because Virginia had the lead at halftime up in Chestnut Hill
right
last year and blew it. This game, to me, is the key to the season. These other games are important, okay, and I expect them to follow through. I think of the first 4 games, Maryland is the toughest.
Yeah.
If they get by Maryland and they beat Boston College.
And then we got a chance at Louisville. It's at home in Scott Stadium.
I'm a little worried at Clemson on the road. That is not a good place.
But then we come back and play UNC, and we've been beating them, last couple of years in a row. So
then there's an open weekend, and they need to have 2 good weeks of practice to go up and play at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not rolling right now.
They're down a little bit.
So Virginia's got to take advantage of that. Will they do it? I don't know. And then who else?
Notre Dame and then SMU at Scott. So that'll be tough. And then we got to go over to up to Blacksburg and end up. So
you're telling me SMU is pretty good, right?
SMU is a decent football team. They would be, they are now in the ACC. They will be contesting for top 4, maybe 5. They are not middle of the conference. Now, here's the interesting thing that was on paper. Traditionally, when teams move into new conferences and are get absorbed, they struggle for a couple of years. Hopefully, SMU gets their nose bloodied before they come to Charlottesville. What's the date there?
November 23rd.
So there's a good chance. There's a good chance they could have a bloody nose. They've got to come to Charlottesville. It's a long trip. They've never been in Scott Stadium. And then, obviously, traveling to Bleaksburg at the end of the season. Every player on this team should have that date circled, and they need to get their shields, their helmets,
and show
and
up.
Their Roman sword, and they need to get ready to go to battle and do some damage there.
Well, I'm saying 6-5, guys.
That's 11. You need one more.
All right, how about 7-5?
All right, good for you.
Well, if we do that, we're going to throw a parade.
Well, I've said the magic number for this team, they need to win at least 5 games.
If Virginia goes 5-7, I'm going to be all right. If Virginia goes 6-6, I'm ecstatic.
Yep.
Well, the key is, though, the first five games.
Yes.
Absolutely. Know,
getting
absolutely
off to a good start, and as you say, BC is a pivotal game.
And so beating UNC, especially for recruiting.
Beating UNC again. All right.
Needless to say, it's a big season for Tony Allen.
All right, we've got
to
say goodbye. This Thursday night, the UVA Club of Richmond has an event with Billy McMullen, Lisette Carbajal, and Leslie Frazier. Might want to catch up on that event. Go to the UVA Club of Richmond on your internet.
Have a great summer. We'll talk to you on August 26th.
Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald & Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.